Now to some of your emails.
The first of our two-part series about polygamy in America's Muslim community brought its share of emails. Here's one from Jack Cammer, that's not Jack Hammer, we checked, of Halethorpe, Maryland.
Once again, you make me feel that your show should be called All Things Considered from the Woman's Point of View, writes Mr. Cammer. It is true that the Muslim practice of allowing a man to take up to four wives can be a problem for women. How is it that it escapes you that each man with four wives can also be a problem for three men? How about a report on Muslim polygamy from those men's point of view?
And Alma Arno of Boston had this to say, as a woman, I think some added context would have been useful. In the Quran, Arno continues, polygamy is reserved as a way to care for children in extremis, and even then it's discouraged. It is expressly not a way for men to enhance their status or enjoy themselves at the expense of women, even if that is a common abuse of the religion by male-dominated societies in some parts of the world.
In another story yesterday, Robert Siegel talked with the author Salman Rushdie about his latest novel, The Enchantress of Florence. Rushdie said earlier death threats against him had an unintended consequence.
I mean, because, you know, the threat against me was arcane and theological and unfunny, there's an assumption that I must be arcane and theological and unfunny. And I think it puts people off. When I go around the country lecturing at colleges and so on, every single time I do it, somebody comes up to me and says, who knew that you'd be funny?
Gail Lord of Chicago writes, Mr. Rushdie, don't fret about people thinking you are not funny. Everyone who saw you in the movie Bridget Jones's Diary knows you are cool.
And finally, on Monday, we aired my interview with Howard University's vocal jazz ensemble, Afro Blue.
Nosy pokes will peek through the shadows of their eyes. Will pop, but the
wheels are dead, and the dashboard's genuine leather.
Ross Barentine Truluck of Fort Lauderdale writes, normally I only write when I'm quibbling, complaining, or moaning about something I've heard on one of your programs.
But today, he continues, I'm writing to say thank you for the wonderful extended feature on the excellent Afro Blue. What a great feature and so in-depth. Now I can return to my regularly scheduled quibbling, complaining, or moaning.
Oh, that's too bad, because it was such a fun interview to do. Whether it's a quibble or a complaint or a moan, we'd still like to hear from you. You can go to our website, npr.org/contact.
And please let us know where you're writing from and how you say your name.